Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Baldwin covering, for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kreuter bunts for an out. Tartabull moves to second. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jaha hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vina hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Vina reaches second base with a double. Tartabull throws the ball into Ventura, who tags Vina trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mieske goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 3-0, Brewers. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Kreuter and he is safe. Seitzer steals second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Chad Kroeter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kroeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Vina. The throw from Kroeter and he is safe. Vina steals second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matheny strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Vina. The throw from Kroeter and he is out, Ventura applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham bunts towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sparks fires to first and picks off Durham. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Martinez moves to second. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Valentin. The throw from Kroeter and he is out, Durham applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Larry Thomas now pitching. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jaha moves to third. 2 outs. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mieske is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martinez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carr is 0-for-3 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull, who is chasing the ball. Carr reaches third base with a triple. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo now playing third base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 0-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura is 2-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ventura hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marshall Bowes now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tartabull is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jaha is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Jaha reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Jaha moves to third. It's 5-2, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nilsson is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mieske is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jaha scores. It's 6-2, Brewers. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vina is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McCaskill fires to first and picks off Vina. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Turner Ward now playing right field. David Hulse now playing left field. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kreuter is 0-3 in the game. Kreuter strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gielen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.